Good Mindset Monday. It is time for the 101 with Dr. B. I am Dr. B. You know what to do. Yes, bring your amazing anointed blessed self on in this room. I hope and pray that you had an amazing God blessed weekend. I ask you come on this platform and I remind you of who you are. You know, you're the head and not the tail, and you are above and not beneath. You are God's elite chosen son and daughter. Did you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? No matter what life circumstances has come at you or thrown at you, you are still who God says you are. You are God's masterpiece. You are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. You are loved. You are needed. You are important. You have to know this about yourself. Don't wait for someone else to try to validate you. You affirm who you are via the word of God. God has already, before the foundation of the earth, he's already established who we are in the kingdom, who we are as his sons and daughters. It is a matter of us embracing, accepting, and believing who God says we are. You know, we allow circumstances, we allow life situations, we allow what we transpire through in life or transition through in life. We allow it to begin. The it is what we go through. We allow it, stuff, to identify who we are, when in essence, we have already been established and identified via who God created us to be. So on this Mindset Monday, the most important asset that God has given you is your mind. Did you know that? The most important asset that you ever will ever own, that God has ever entrusted you with, is your mind. Do you know, based on the way you believe, you can shift the atmosphere? You can either shift it for the good or the bad. It's up to you based on what you think, based on what you say, based on what you believe. So on this Mindset Monday, I challenge you to open up your heart, to open up your mind. If you are fixated on things that are negative, if you've been fixated on things that and focus on what's not been going right, I challenge you today on Monday, August the 25th, to shift your mindset to believe God. I know it's challenging. I know you might be hurting. I know you might be on a sheer. I get all of those things. I have my own challenges in life as well. But when we choose to shift our minds and believe what God says about us, it has a way of shifting our atmosphere. Even though when things don't change around us, God changes us. And that's what's important, that as sons and daughters of the Most High God, we should be evolving every day. We should be changing every day. We should be becoming every day. You ought to be able to look at yourself and say, you know, God, I thank you that I no longer do this. God, I thank you. I no longer react like this. God, I thank you. This no longer bothers me. We should be growing daily as sons and daughters of God. So bring your amazing, blessed, anointed, gifted self on in this room and join me for a few minutes on the 101 with Dr. B. Thank you so much for joining me. You know what to do. Share at the end, or go ahead and start tagging individuals in so they can go ahead and come on and hang out with us for a little while on this Monday, August the 25th. Hello, my beautiful sister Jacqueline. Blessings to you. Always good to have you on. Blessings to you. So on today, I'm gonna teach from the Old Testament. I'm gonna teach from the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua. And it's gonna be the first chapter, verse number 9. And it's when God is speaking to Joshua. God has literally given Joshua a commandment. He's told Joshua something to do. He's given him a big task to do, actually. Moses is deceased, and God is telling Joshua to lead the children of Israel to the Jordan, across to the promised land. He's given Joshua this assignment. But not only does he give Joshua this assignment, I want you to hear the words of what God is saying. Those words are not only true for Joshua, but these are God's word. And I want you, whatever you are facing today, whatever mountain, whatever giant, whatever challenges, whatever obstacle, whatever pain, whatever hurt, whatever uncertainties, I want you to hear God's word to you today. These words are true for us today, as well as they were for Joshua many years ago. This is what God says to Joshua. He says in Joshua 1 and 9, he said, "Have I not commanded you?" So he's telling Joshua, "I've already told you what to do." He said, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous." Be strong and be courageous. Let's dissect it. Let's get into it. So here it is. God has given Joshua a commandment. He's given him instructions of an assignment that Joshua is fearful, and Joshua doesn't feel he has the ability to do what God has entrusted him to do. How many of us like that? God has called us to do something, or God has instructed us to do something, but we allow fear, we allow the uncertainties, we allow the unknown, we allow what other people say or what other people think, or even what we tell ourselves, and we allow fear to consume us. We allow doubt to cause us to become immobilized. We stay stuck in our fear and we don't move. God instructed Joshua. Not only did he give him a commandment, not only did he give him instruction, God also then begins to, the beauty to me is this, he also begins to counsel him. First, he gives him another command. He said, "Did I not command you?" I commanded you to do that. I didn't ask for your opinion. I didn't ask you if you wanted to do it. I didn't ask you if you felt like doing it. I didn't ask you if you felt like you was qualified for it. I didn't ask you if you thought you was educated enough. He said, "I commanded you to do it." So when I commanded you to do something, you don't have a say so other than, "Yes, God." "Okay, God." "Yes, Father. I hear you and I will obey," because the Father, the Creator, he commanded you to do something. He gave you a command. Not only he commanded direct instructions in what to do, now he says to him, the counseling part, he said, "Now be strong, be courageous. I've given you the commandment, and in the commandment I'm giving you to do, this is how I need you to approach it. This is how I need you to go about doing it." He said, "Be strong in it. Be courageous in it, because I'm the one who assigned it for you to do. So therefore, that means I'm going to see it through, because that which I've started in you, I'm going to bring it to completion. But you have to not allow fear to immobilize you. You have to not allow the naysayers to talk you out of what I've instructed you to do. So I'm telling you to be strong, and I'm telling you to be courageous. I'm telling you to walk out what it is that I'm giving you to do, whether it makes sense to you or not, whether you think it's too hard for you or not, whether you feel overwhelmed in it or not. I know how I created you. I know what I placed on the inside of you. I know how I made you, how I built you, because you were with me before the foundation of the earth. So just move in what I'm instructing you to do. How many times have we told God it's too hard? How many times have we told God we don't know how? How many times have we told God, "God, are you sure? I'm not qualified to do this." When God has given us an instruction or a commandment to do, it's not about the fact of whether we know how to do it. It's about us trusting the one who's commanded for us to do it. Because if God commanded it, that means God is going to orchestrate it. When God speaks, that means we are to line up. When God says go, that means you go. When God says go left, you turn left. Don't you go right because you feel like, "Oh, right is the best best direction or best way. When God speaks, our responsibility as his sons and our daughter is to obey the commandment of God. Let me tell you how powerful God's voice is. We know in Genesis, in the beginning of time, God spoke. All he did was spoke by the commandments of his voice. The world, the earth was created. It never said in the Bible that God made anything with his hand, but what God did, he created, he spoke it. And when he spoke it, it appeared. When he said, let there be light, light appeared. When he said, let there be, whatever he spoke, it means it gave attention to the voice of God and did exactly what God said to do. So what does that tell us? When God speaks the commandment, the voice of God, we have to obey God's voice and do what God says to do. And guess what? Even if you're scared, even if you're frightened, we have to obey God. But God instructing Joshua, he said, do not be frightened, Joshua. Do not be dismayed. Do not allow fear to engulf you. Do not allow fear to cause you to become immobilized. Because when we walk on over to the New Testament in 2 Timothy 1:7, the Bible says, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. But because I've given you power, that means you have authority, my God. Because of the power that I've given you, that means you can move forward in the assignment that I've given you. Everything you need is on the inside of you, even when you have not yet tapped into your giftings, even when you have not tapped into the anointing, even when you have not tapped into what I placed on the inside of you, because I am on the inside of you. You don't believe it? 1 John 1:4 says, greater is he that is in us than anything that we will ever face in this world. So that means when God commands us and instructs us to go forward to do, that means we have what it takes in order to do it, even when our carnality, even with our flesh is screaming and saying it's too much, even when our flesh is screaming and saying, God, I just don't know what to do, or God, I feel overwhelmed, or God, I'm tired. God, when God speaks, we must obey. That means when we get tired, when we get weary, God says, those are not spirits that I've given unto you. You got to understand who you are and whose you are and the gifts and the power and the authority that I've given unto you. So don't you dare be frightened. Don't you dare be dismayed. Don't you dare sit on the sidelines of life. Don't you dare continue to give me excuses. Get up and move and do that which I've instructed you to do, because I've called you, because I've anointed you, because I've commanded you. That means you move, whether you got a fan of people or a crowd of people, or if it's just you. You are to move and do what God has instructed for you to do. And guess what? He goes on and he tells Joshua, wherever you go, Joshua, wherever you go, I am with you. Jesus, my God. Wherever you go, there is no place on earth that we can go that the Holy Spirit is not already with us. There is no place on this earth that we can hide that the Holy Spirit does not know. Wherever we go, the Holy Ghost is walking with us. Wherever we go, the Holy Spirit has already went before us to make the crooked places straight, to make the rough places smooth, to clear out what he needs to clear out. It's for us to move our feet. It is for us to move forward, to obey God and what he's instructed us to do, and not give him excuses, but to give him our obedience, to give him our obedience and walk out what he's instructed, what he's chosen us to do. When God calls you, when God instructs you, when God picks you out, don't you know it's a privilege? Oh my God, it's a privilege to be called by the Master. It's a privilege to be used by the Master. It's a privilege, even when we think and feel that we're unqualified. It's a privilege that God chose you and He gave you the instruction. You. Not a conference call. When God tells you something, He's not holding no conference with everybody else. He's talking to you. And when He's talking to you, you must move your feet. You must be obedient. You must take your excuses and get rid of them and obey the voice of God and know that whatever He's telling you to do, He is with you. He is walking with you. He's guiding you. He's strengthening you. He's leading you. Sometimes He's even carrying you, but you have to move. We have to understand that when God told Joshua, when God is telling us today, when He says to be courageous, be courageous, be strong, be fearless, be bold, be assured, my God, those attributes and characteristics come from God Himself. When God says be courageous, God is literally saying to us, your power and your strength, they come from me. So I can tell you what you can be. I'm telling you who you are because I'm on the inside of you. A courageous spirit comes from God. A courageous spirit comes from the spirit that lives and dwells within us. What we have to do is tap into the power that's on the inside of us. And sometimes we allow our giftings, we allow our power to lay dormant. Because we won't activate what's in us for whatever reasons, for we feel fearful, or somebody said something, or somebody set traps, or somebody told us we couldn't do it, or somebody said you're not good enough, or you tell yourself because of the family dynamics that you not do. We give God all type of excuses when God is simply saying, go forward. Have I not commanded you? I'm telling you to be strong. I'm telling you to be courageous. I'm telling you to go forth because I'm with you. I'm going to make it right. I'm going to work it out. But you have to go. We have to know that wherever we go, whatever we are doing, the presence of God, the presence of God, even over in Psalms 139, the Bible says, the scripture says that if we make our bed in Hades, in hell, it says God is there. There's nowhere that we can go from His presence. There's nowhere we can hide from His presence. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at one time. He's with us. And so therefore, when the assignment is given, we have to walk in the boldness and strength and the power and the courage, knowing we are not walking alone. Knowing that we are not going into battle by ourselves, knowing that we already have the victory, but we got to show up for the fight. We win, but you got to show up and be who God has called you to be. When you show up, be your authentic self. When you show up with authority. When you show up with assurance. When you show up knowing who you are in Christ, my God. Know who you are. And knowing when you show up, your God, the living God, the creator of the universe, the one who's all powerful, all wise, all knowing, the one who called you by your name, He's already there. He is with you. His presence is with you. You are never alone. Never alone. Do you hear me? You are never alone. Alone. Many people equate being alone because they might be by themselves or stay by themselves or they might be the only one in the room, People can have a house full of individuals, or you can be at a job full of people and still yet be alone. So it's not the presence of absence of people that causes us to be alone. We have to understand that the power and the spirit of the living God, he's always with us. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. Minister Jasmine, he is always with you. So we have to know that the presence of God is always with us wherever we go. We are not alone. You might be walking by yourself in the physical, but in the spiritual, you are never alone, because the God that we serve, the one who created us, he walks with us. Grace and mercy, my God, walks with us every day. Grace and mercy covers us every day. Grace and mercy fights on our behalf. Grace and mercy encourages us and tells us, yes, you can. Keep going. Don't you get weary. Keep going. Don't you doubt. Don't you give up. You can and you will. Just get up. No matter how many times you fall down, no matter how many times you got it wrong, just get up and keep going. And don't you quit, knowing that the Spirit of the living God is the strength that gives you the strength and the encouragement and the courage that you need to carry out your God-given assignment. You are not alone. When God told Peter in the book of Matthew 7:14, there were several disciples in the boat. They was in the boat. Jesus wasn't in the boat with them. They were going to the other side, and Jesus told them, go ahead, I'll meet you over there. But Jesus appeared on the water. Jesus appeared on the water, even though when the disciples went forth, they were frightened, they were scared. But God told them to go. And when God told them to go, even in their fear, they went. And as they rolled out to the river, out into the ocean, they thought they saw a ghost. But it was Jesus walking on the water. And Jesus looked at the disciples. He said to come forth. Peter had enough faith and courage to step out of the boat. Jesus, if it's you, bid me to come. If it's you, because see, if it's you, I know I can do it. He had enough sense to know, or enough experience with Jesus to know, my God, that if it was Jesus, he knew he could do it. Not in his strength, not in his own power, but in the power of Jesus, he knew he could. He said, if it's you, bid me to come. Jesus said, come. And he got out of the boat. For a moment, he forgot about his inabilities. Jesus, my God. He forgot about what the other disciples might say or think about him. He had enough courage to get out of the boat and put his foot on water, Jesus. And he began to walk to do the impossible. He began to walk to do what Jesus could do. Jesus, Holy Ghost. Because he believed him. He kept his eyes on Jesus. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was able to walk to do something that was impossible. As long as he was focused. His eyes was fixed on Jesus. And as long as his eyes was fixated on Jesus, the one with all power, the one with all authority, the one who's omnipotent, he was able to walk on the water. But when he got distracted and he began to look down, he took his eyes off of the one who gave him the ability to walk on water. What am I saying? When God gives you an assignment As long as your eyes are on, fixated on Jesus, you can do the impossible. As long as your eyes is fixated on the Lord, you can speak and the lame will get up. As long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, that whatever God tells you to speak, you can lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover, because it's not your authority. It's the authority that's in the one that you trust. Your authority is in the one who told you to lay hands. Your authority is in the one who told you to speak. And as long as you obey God, you can do the impossibles. You can go forth and not be afraid. And even if you are afraid, do it anyway. Do it anyway, even if there's fear. Show up anyway. Speak anyway. Do it anyway. If you gotta go by yourself, do it anyway. Because the reality is, you're not by yourself. Whatever the challenges might be today on August the 25th of 2025, know that you are not alone. Know that greater is God that's on the inside of you than what you're going through. Know that you are called. Know that you are anointed. Know that you are enough. Know that you are forgiven. Know that you are loved. Know that you matter. Know that when God says to do, you do. When God says to speak, you speak. You show up in the fullness of your bold, authentic self, your God-given purpose. You walk in it. You embrace it, knowing you are not alone, knowing that all of heaven is backing you, my God. All of heaven is backing you in the assignment that God has given you to do. It makes me think about Hebrews 12. When God says, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, which means we are not alone. You are not alone. All of heaven is backing you up. All of heaven is cheering you on. All of heaven is with you. Be courageous. Be strong. Be obedient. Be bold. Make no apologies for who God and what God has called and assigned you to do. Walk in it. Walk in it. And as we are walking in it, we trust God. We trust God's guidance. We trust God's leading. We trust God is making a way, even when we don't understand it, that we know that God is with us, that we know we are not alone. He instructed Joshua. He said, be strong. No, first he had to go back and he said, have I not commanded you? He asked him a question. What did I tell you to do? What did I tell you to do? Have I not instructed you? Have I not commanded you? Be strong and be courageous. Because sometimes on the journey, God has to remind us of his instructions. God has to remind us of his commandment. Because on the journey, we can lose hope. On the journey, we can lose focus. On the journey, we can forget about what God says because we allow life. We allow life Because in the pressing, in the assignment, or in what it is, the obedience and what God has instructed us to do, God has to remind us sometimes, what did I tell you? Yeah, I know it's hard. Yeah, I know how you're feeling. But what did I say? And whatever God says, it trumps our emotions. It trumps our thoughts. It trumps our feelings. It trumps what we think is right or not right. It trumps, because God sees and God knows the bigger picture. He sees. He knows all things. He knows tomorrow, but we can only see today. So sometimes on the journey, God will remind us of what He instructed, what He commanded us to do, so we can regain focus. We can regain our strength. We can be reassured, because life has a way of lifing. Life has a way of dealing you a hand that's unexpected. But nevertheless, God knows. So God will remind you, what did I say? What did I command you to do? Get out of your feelings. Get out of your emotions. Get out of being beside yourself. And do what I've instructed you to do. Show up anyway. Do it anyway. Thank you so much for joining me today on the 101 with Dr. B. I pray this encouraged you. I know it surely did bless me today. Remember, protect your ear gates, protect your eye gates, protect your mouth gates. Those gates are so very important. We can't allow anything to be enter into our ear gates. We can't allow our eyes to gaze upon anything, and we can't allow our mouth to say anything. Those gates are so important. So when we allow things that are not of God, negativity and whatever we're feeding, it has an impact on our spirit, man. And when it has an impact on us, we will begin to carry that out in an action. So be mindful to protect your ear gates, your eye gates, and your mouth gate. God has entrusted you. He's called you. He's anointed you. He's given you instructions on what to do. And if you've forgotten the instructions, go back. God, what did you say? Remind me of the instructions. Remind me of what it is that you have instructed me to do. And remember, whatever the assignment is, it is truly a blessing to be chosen and to be called and to be used by the Master. Having an amazing God bless Monday. And if the Lord says the same, I'm going to see you on Wednesday. This is my birthday week, and I'm just so excited. Friday is my birthday, August the 29th, national holiday. So join me Wednesday at 12:30 Central Standard Time. Please share this teaching for me. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much, Minister Jasmine. Good to have you on with me. Thank you so much, my sister Jacqueline, for being here as well. Blessings to you all. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God open up the windows upon your life. May you get your second wind. Don't give up. Don't get weary in the well-doing. Trust God in the process. Trust God through the process. And know that you are not alone. That God is literally carrying you through, instructing, leading. And sometimes He literally have to carry us. Our courage comes from the Holy Spirit. Unwavering strength, power that the Holy Spirit gives us. Walk in it. Accept it. Make no excuses about it, but walk in your bold, authentic self. Having an amazing God bless Monday. And I see you Wednesday, 12:30 Central Standard Time. If the Lord says the same, take care. Bye-bye.